This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, it's me, and there with Shy McBride.
Okay.
And Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
And Rachel Bielsen.
Yeah.
And we are filling out one of these surveys. These incredible surveys that they have.
Oh, I love to get together and just like...
Where... Oh, yes.
I used to do them alone.
Mm-hmm.
But then I like to like feel out my answer.
Well,
I like
and that's to what I realized is people. What difference does it make, you know, who I would have dated from Stranger Things if I had lived in that universe? Like, what difference does that make if I can't tell Shy McBride about it immediately?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I will say I don't – that was one survey I didn't like.
Oh, you don't – because you – well, you're just mad because you would have dated the Gorgatron. Isn't that why you're pissed off?
Well, the options are – like if my options are one of the kids
Will,
or the Gorgatron.
Will.
Yeah.
It was either Will, the very young boy who was trapped in the wall, or the Gorgatron. And
yeah,
and so
I felt like it was a trap
because if you get Will and you share it, then they immediately send a strike team to your house.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah,
but then if you get the Gorgatron, they make fun of you in the survey.
Mm-hmm, yeah, they go like, you
like
monsters.
The Gorgatron.
So anyway, I got Will, and I turn to Shy, and I go, "Hey, Shy, check it out." Of course, you know what he says. Check mine out. So I got to read his survey first. He was taking a different one. It was, who would you have married in Stranger Things?
Okay.
If you had lived in that universe, you know? And he got Hopper.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, he got Hopper. Oh, damn.
I'm jealous. I have to marry the Gorgatron.
One punch. Boom. Yeah, no. Well, you're dating the Gorgatron.
Well, yeah, for now.
Yeah. I guess you haven't taken the second survey. But anyway, you know, we do the surveys, we do the surveys. It's all super fun. And so we realized Rachel Bielsen's in a coma.
Oh, the whole time.
And we thought she was just really focused
really
on the survey.
Really thinking about the survey.
We thought she was, like, having trouble. Like, because some of those multiple choices are very hard.
Yeah.
It's like, it'll say, like, do you like to be alone or do you enjoy reading a book?
Yeah.
And you go, like... I don't know.
And it comatized her.
Yeah, and ultimately she wound up in a coma, and then we had to do the get rid of her.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We had John Early and Kate Berlant last week, and now we have Meredith Hangers.
Okay.
From Search Party.
Yeah, I'm just... it's not Hangers.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. It's Hagner's.
Hamburger.
It's not Hamburgers. It's Hagner.
Meredith Hagner.
Hagner.
It's just sort of... Don't emphasize the hag.
You're saying more like Hagner?
I know.
And I think that's... So,
can I make a suggestion?
Yeah. Go with Hanger.
Or Hamburgers, maybe.
Or Hamburgers.
Yeah.
I think Hangers might be better.
Because to say, like if your name is Hangers, and to come here and say, like, no, I'm more like Meredith Hagner. I'm like, that's such a rude thing to say about yourself.
Yeah. You know what?
Be Meredith Hangers and don't have to, like, put yourself out there
and
like,
can I say,
to neg yourself.
Can I
like
say,
that.
And I don't want to get in trouble, you're not a Hagner.
Yes, that's kind of what I'm trying
met
to say.
Hagners.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a bunch of them around this town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Because I've actually, it's a pretty uncommon name.
Yeah. No, they're out there at night. They come out.
Oh, the Hagners come crawling.
Yeah, I catch them going through my trash can.
It is, you know what? It's a tough name, but you know, I'm working with what I got. One time, someone actually pronounced it like Hogner, like to try to make it sound fancier. Mm. But I do think Hogner. No one can get it right. So, you know, don't feel bad.
And then what? So what's your middle name?
Kathleen.
Okay, Kathleen Hamburgers. This, I think, is something we can work with.
Okay.
Now, famously on the show,
yeah,
we only call hamburgers hamburger sandwich. So I'm sure some people are listening and going, when's he going to say hamburger sandwich? Why is he saying hamburger sandwich?
And it's not for
you. It's not somebody's last name.
We don't dance for you.
No, either. Right. We're not going to do it this episode. We're not going to say hamburger sandwich.
Sorry, my voice is so ragged today.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've been screaming at this rude possum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so Hayes bought a really big possum to try to defeat the Hagners that were going through his trash cans at night.
And now the possum is there.
Right.
And he watches me and my wife.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Hayes spent so much on the possum, he can't afford to get any shrubs or anything to block
gotcha.
The view.
Yeah.
My wife and I are retiring for the evening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And retiring from the business. Do you want to announce that?
Yeah, but I mean, it's Meredith's episode. I don't want to make it. Okay. About
no,
yeah.
no, it shouldn't be the sort of farewell. But Hayes
Sorry,
and his
Kathleen
wife are both retired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And some will be, you know, just like we'll start like lightly kissing each other or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll look over to make sure that the possum is not there, and he's not there.
Sorry, and I hate to keep interrupting, but just so it's clear that this isn't something like filthy, because we don't want to get in trouble, but they're lightly kissing each other on the shoulders.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. I should have said that, because today, you
the
know.
The outside of the shoulder.
Yes.
It's just, we don't know you, Kathleen Hamburgers.
Yeah,
we don't want to end up, you know.
I get that. I actually had a possum eat my entire, I kept my dog's dog food on the porch for 2 days. Not to interrupt your story. I'm so sorry.
Okay, make sure
continue,
it's better. If it's better than mine,
No, you go ahead.
I'll remember because I'll remember it was when you guys were kissing each other on the shoulders.
Yeah.
So go ahead. So
the
dog
food.
No,
you caught him eating the food?
Oh, unusual behavior, eating food.
Yeah, okay.
What do you want him to do with it?
Okay, I'm just you're clearly more well versed in possum behavior. I'm just new to LA.
What's your address?
No, sorry.
What's your address?
I don't really feel comfortable saying that. But,
yeah, just you're telling like I want to know what neighborhood this is that the possum was out on
just,
your deck
we'll go
or
with
something.
East
it's
LA.
Just like not great storytelling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well. I was just expecting you to ask me, some questions. I'm sorry. I'm new to podcasts, but I guess I was more expecting, questions.
Don't reach for the ketchup. Reach for the Heinz. You know what I mean? It's all
questions
about specifics.
Questions are thieves.
Right.
Questions are thieves. Statements are gifts.
Okay. Thank you for that. That's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Statements are what?
No, we're here to help. Statements are gifts.
Gifts.
Questions are thieves. Okay. Don't reach for the ketchup. Reach for the Heinz.
So, if I may, I'm lightly kissing my wife. I look over just to make sure that no possum is watching.
Right.
And he's never there. And then I feel like, okay, we can start to get going with this. And then it's just as soon as it heats up the tidiest bit, mm-hmm. I look over and there he is just sitting straight up in the window.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the face that's just looking at us. And I have to scream at this possum to get him to go away. And look, I didn't want to do this stuff in the first place with my wife. It's kind of a relief for me.
Right. To get out
because
of it.
An excuse to sort of save
the
up.
Possum.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But I do have to put on a big show of being mad at the possum, obviously, or else she'll be mad that I'm not upset.
I'm confused because if you were just chill about the possum.
If I was just oh, the possum's watching us.
Watching
us. Too bad. She'll be did you not want to kiss me in the first place?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's
okay.
It's interesting because I obviously then, had to drive to Hayes' house and pick up the possum, put it in a cage, and then I put it in the bedroom with my wife and I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sort of gently sniffing the nape of her neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over, and the possum is asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I go,
wow.
Oh, is this not interesting to you? So then I'm screaming at him, right? I'm you want to watch Hayes and his wife, who to me are disgusting, physically disgusting.
Right.
But then I'm here with a true dime piece. My wife, Steffi Graf, tennis champion Steffi Graf. She's in incredible shape. She's
my wife's Carrie Ann Moss. So,
But so, I'm married to Steffi.
Thank you.
So
for
you
clarifying.
Be the judge about
and I'm kinda,
whether she's disgusting.
And
okay.
I'm kind of sniffing okay. her like cervical spine, you oh. know, the, just the top of the neck there, those like top, like C4 through C7, just sort of right at the top, right before it becomes the thoracic vertebrae. And I'm getting in pretty good. And the possum's not interested. So then I start to worry, is he sick? Like after right. I'm done yelling at him and he's still not waking up, right. I'm like, oh. Is he sick? Did he find something in Hayes' trash can that's like part of his new diet that Hayes is on that's like not good for animals?
Right.
And so then I start shaking the cage.
Oh.
Now the possum's awake.
So you woke up.
Uh-huh. So I'm relieved on the one hand, but I'm also very scared because I shook it so hard the door came open and the possum is now out in the room and angry.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was like, I'd rather be dealing with one of these Hagners outside
yeah.
than this thing.
Well, that sounds harrowing, but also like you might have brought it upon yourself.
Name one thing I did in the story that's my fault.
Okay. Yeah.
Honestly, name one. I'll wait.
You have to. Yeah. We have all the time
okay.
in the world.
Yeah.
Please.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
We have the studio. Brett, can you extend mm-hmm. the studio time? Bump the next show. We're going to be waiting a while for Kathleen Hamburgers to come up with a freaking excuse for this statement.
Right. No, no. You know what? That was out of
line. Can we hear you get on the phone and do it, please? Thank you, Brett.
Please, Brett, get on the phone
Sorry,
and cancel.
Guys.
And while
Brett,
he does
tell us
that,
what the next show is and cancel. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now would be a good time for you to tell your possum story.
You know what? Well,
to help to contribute.
Thanks, you've had time to kind of come up with some
right,
specifics.
Right. So now I kind of come up with this.
Can I say one thing? I hate
just
to interrupt you.
Literally about
I hate to interrupt
the first time.
You, but you said thank you for
thank
the.
You for
but
the,
you said
thank you.
You said thank you for the question. But in fact, Hayes did not ask a question. Questions are thieves. What Hayes said is now would be a good time to okay. tell your possum story, which is a mm-hmm. statement, which is a gift. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. No. No. Now I'm sort of. It's all coming to me. This is weird. okay. Yeah.
Keep going. It's fine. I just have to.
Sorry.
You can keep going with your story.
Keep
it's
going.
Fine. Yeah.
Yes.
But there, I can hear a phone ringing. Do you
okay.
want to pick it up?
I have to bump this next session. For
I can hear a phone.
Story.
I'm
Weird
sorry?
Thing to brag about. I can hear a phone. Go ahead.
Is
go
this
ahead,
like
you're
a
good.
Normal? I'm just because it's I'm new to podcasts.
No, usually you're the good. Guest is all like right. helping
sorry.
Out more and like
okay,
telling
yeah,
more
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Right.
I had to hang up.
Uh huh.
You can keep going, but I have to take this call to bump this next step.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Just because it's going to take so long for you to name something I did wrong in the story.
Okay.
Who's the record?
It's Comedy Bang Bang's
good.
Biggest show of the year, actually.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
The Christmas
Well, you
show.
Should pick it
yes.
up.
Yes. Yeah, Scott needs to pick up my call.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm calling him.
Uh-huh.
So.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try again.
Well, anyway, okay. You know, okay, yeah, so the phone's ringing again. So I'm sorry, it's just, it's we can just talk about something else because it's a, I thought I was going to, I just, it's totally fine.
You are, hope you just want to yeah. talk search party.
I'm good. I'm totally good.
Some people can do just want to come in and they are laser focused on
their,
the plug.
Right.
Can we bump your
right.
Next
I guess
show?
I guess I'm I just really thought because it was it's called Hollywood Handbooks, right? So I thought it
yeah.
was going to be like
well,
a.
Well, you won't even say if your address is in Hollywood.
But it's my
right.
big Christmas episode.
I know.
Sorry, this is it's Scott Aukerman on the phone.
We've been planning this for so long.
You're not like part of this world.
But I was going to steal Sean's Santa Man character. And make a lot of money off it.
Scott is kind of like certainly
room.
A well-known figure in this.
I'm just worried he can hear
community.
Your voice coming through the.
You're both talking at the same time.
Yeah, but I'm not on the phone. I'm talking to
is
you.
There any
okay.
way
I understand
we can
how that
can
be.
Is there any way we can push?
Brett
this
is on the phone
here.
With Scott Aukerman,
really
bumping his next.
Can
session.
I be honest? It's a relief to me. I don't like my own show. I don't even want to do it anymore. I'm glad
really?
It got bumped. I wish you'd cancel the whole thing. You know what show I think is good?
What?
Sean's show.
Wow.
Featuring Hayes.
I mean, it is a good show, sir. I mean, I think you should still do the
you
episode.
You don't have to call me sir. Call me Scott. Scott.
You ever listen to Comedy
okay.
Bang Bang?
Okay, Scott.
Yeah, I've listened to Comedy Bang Bang.
You have?
Like, once.
Which one?
If we could just bump it maybe an hour, because this story seems to be taking a really long time.
Aren't you going to ask me about my rash?
I thought we sort of covered that last time. How is your rash?
But it's bigger.
Really?
Yeah, it's really coming along. I'm trying to make it huge.
Is it covering, is it beyond the sort of belly region
yeah.
now?
Oh, yeah. Starting to creep out from my shoulders. Nature's tattoo. Anyway, I got to run.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Kulap's almost done cooking the oatmeal.
Yeah. You guys can keep going. This is.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No, I was. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm,
no,
I'm
that's
just
fine.
Wrapping
no,
up.
That's fine. I just wasn't. Up. We wanted to make sure you got your call in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's taking all good. Longer. Scott is. He's really angry about.
That's so
oh,
cool.
he didn't
That's
want
so
us
cool.
to
And they
bump
take
him?
Turn. I will no. say, they take turns cooking the oatmeal. It's not like he makes his wife cook the oatmeal every
yeah.
week.
That's no, reassuring. No.
Shawnee
that's
says
they
no.
do
says
all
why.
Their oatmeal for oh. the week on Saturday.
Yeah, tell
that's
him smart. I said, what okay. up, what up? He'll like that.
Yeah.
Hey, I know he likes the show.
Scott, Sean says, what up, what up?
Ow!
That.
I know ow, ow, ow!
Is that your rash?
No.
The steam.
It's my sore.
The steam from the oatmeal is opening up his sore.
Hey, so you can hear this?
Every week.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I just know. I mean, it's Saturday morning. I assume he's talking about his sore.
Yeah, you're right.
Is
yeah.
what happens. The kitchen gets very steamy.
Mm-hmm. He has this sore. He collects these medieval swords.
Okay.
And he made a sore with the sword. I guess he thought, like, he likes, like, wordplay stuff. So I guess right. that was, like, one of his ideas for yeah. like something for the show,
okay.
but
uh-huh.
he made a pretty big sore. And you know, when you collect these things, a lot of them are pretty old,
right?
You don't know where they're coming from, mm-hmm. what's in them. So it seems like it's infected pretty badly.
Wow.
And he's got this thing against like doctors and hospitals.
And it all came out of like his love for wordplay.
He likes to sort of take a word and then
sorta
say a word that sounds like the word.
Word.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We should give him that.
Sorta take a word.
He would
hold
love
on,
that.
Scott.
He
did
would
you
love,
say sorta?
Yeah,
sword?
Just say the girl from there's a girl from Search Party.
Sorta sword sore.
Just
if
like,
you, you want to just UTA, okay.
just like the juggernaut
yeah.
on this
well,
plug.
Yeah, right.
The
well,
girl
you know.
From Search Party says sorta sword.
I just picked sorta
sword sore.
Yeah, you're sorta sword sore.
Ooh, just, I'm gonna get 10 episodes out of that.
that's great, but we really need to bump this show. So, and I need
okay.
to go.
Okay. Okay. I love you, Brett.
Okay. Love you, Scott.
And I'm in
Scott,
love
Scott.
With you.
In love with you too, bro.
okay. okay, gotta go.
Okay,
ooh.
Bye.
The oatmeal's burned.
Meredith, do you do yeah. crypto?
Yeah, do you do crypto? Are you into cryptocurrency?
I don't.
You're not into crypto?
No, I actually, no, I'm not.
So you Shana only do a couple of them?
I don't know. I don't do crypto.
We're getting heavy into crypto.
Yeah, we're heavy into crypto. But
okay.
if you don't do crypto, does that
I
mean you
do
only
crypto.
Do
and
like
this is
Dash
why
and
I'm
Ripple?
Able. This is why I'm able to retire, Meredith.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because
mm-hmm. you're like 55.
That's very kind of you.
That's really sweet.
That's very nice.
I love that you did the polite thing and undershot it.
Right. No, that's awesome that you can
There is
retire.
A five in there, but it's the third digit.
Okay. Gotcha. Sorry.
Do you just do
I'm
Dash,
so
Ripple, and BCH?
I'm
just trying to get a sense of your portfolio. Is it just Dash, Ripple, and BCH? Because you're saying you don't really do crypto,
right.
so.
Right. I just, I don't really feel comfortable talking about.
Rocketer?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't, I'm so sorry. I
okay.
Don't, yeah.
Well, here's, we don't have to talk about this. Here's this is something we normally do on
uh-huh.
the show.
Okay,
is we'll
that
talk,
sounds good.
We'll
yeah.
talk to you about Search Party
oh,
and
good,
all
good,
the
good.
That stuff
yeah.
that you
Let's
like.
Let's get into Search Party.
Yes,
which just
but at the same
cool.
time, you take this computer,
uh-huh.
And you do these math problems
mm.
on the computer, and it makes crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
I'm trying to follow, but okay.
And so we get the crypto,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you get. The satisfaction of a job well done.
And you can say the name of your show as many times as you
oh,
want,
God.
As long as you are steadily producing.
Every time
math
you,
problems?
Yes.
The, yes,
every
you
time
solve
you
the math
successfully
problems.
Complete the Blockchain.
Yes. It's mining. People call it mining because it is mine at the end.
I mean, I'm a team player. Like, I'm down to do, yeah. I mean, if you...
It's just what we normally
do. Okay.
Like, well, I don't know if you've listened to the show before, but this is kind of our thing.
Oh, okay, great.
Yes.
Well, I'm
you've listened to Comedy
here.
Bang Bang. I don't know if you've listened
to this
show.
I'm very happy to be here, and I'm happy to, like, you know, roll with the flow. So just let me know.
Okay.
Okay.
So the computer is there.
Okay.
And the numbers should just be popping up on the screen.
Yeah.
Just kind get of comfortable.
Okay.
Just kind of as you're talking. The server, don't sit too close to the server because it gets very hot very fast.
Yes.
Okay.
Search Party, they released all 10 episodes of the first season at once.
Yeah.
But still do the...
Okay.
Yeah, just be
sorry,
doing
I'm just
front.
Trying to...
Yeah.
It's a lot.
They put them all out at once, which is sort of crazy.
They didn't actually do that.
What did they do?
It was like on a Saturday, I thought.
That was last year.
That's what I said.
That's what we're
one.
Talking
oh,
about.
Oh, sorry, sorry,
I understand
okay.
how sorry. It can be.
We want you to do the math problems, but we want you to listen.
Sorry,
too.
I was preoccupied.
But they didn't do that this year, and should they have done it again since it worked so well last year, releasing all the episodes at the same time on like a Saturday at 3
right.
when no one sort of knew they were coming, and should it be even harder to find for people to see?
Right.
So yeah, we just thought season 1 was a success and they released it at 1 a.m. on a Saturday, and then they took it down I think like an hour later. And it made it feel special if you got to see it. So what I'm wondering is, you know, it sounds like you already know what they're doing with season 2, but what we maybe could do with some of these episodes is hide them around the city.
Around the city.
Like an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah. Mm. And if you could also say how many cryptos you're producing as they come out.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to answer the question, and then I got a little confused.
Is Edith short for Meredith? You know, sometimes they do the short for it'll be the second half of the name. Like Topher.
Right. I had my seventh grade teacher called me Edith, which I think that's weird.
Yeah.
Edith
it seems
Hamburger.
Strange to get a nickname Edith from my
Hamburger.
Seventh grade.
It's like Shakespeare saying, like, I Edith the hamburgers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good name. I don't know.
Language is fluid.
Right.
I hate when people tell me, like, that's not a word, or don't say that word, or that word's offensive. And I go, like, well, Shakespeare was doing crazy stuff. I mean,
and
not that he wrote those plays. He didn't write those plays.
Do you see the dictionary will put the craziest words in there sometimes?
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, language, right.
I say Shakespeare, you know, I use that word because it's a common thing that we can understand. But, of course, you know I don't mean literally Shakespeare,
right?
Who did not write those plays? Have you seen Anonymous?
Sorry,
Anonymous.
Are you saying anonymous or anonymous?
Yeah, well, language anonymous? Is fluid, but yeah.
Okay,
anonymous?
I haven't seen that play. No.
Not a play. It's playing on the big screen.
Oh, that's cool. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many cryptos?
Sorry, what was the question you were asking before?
We were asking if they should hide the episodes around the city.
I think that's, you know, it doesn't really make sense, but...
But also, we do need to produce a certain number of cryptos by the end of our session here. Now, luckily, we've already bumped the next record. So we, we can go like 4 or 5 hours, however long we need to go. Mm. But...
I'm not great at math. Mm. I just have to be honest. So I might just
you got to be better than Hayes.
Yeah.
He lost us a buttload of cryptos trying to do this stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
he was like essentially throwing the cryptos at the mine.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand.
Right. Because maybe I can just be a guest that doesn't do the cryptos. Like, I don't know.
What would you do? What would you do? Because I haven't heard a possum story from you, and I haven't gotten any cryptos.
Yeah, no. I mean, the possum story. Remember, because I was going to tell it, and then the phone rang, and so it kind of feels like I just kind of lost the momentum.
Well, just
on the
tell
story.
It.
No,
just
I'm
tell
not.
It.
I don't really want to tell it anymore.
And this is like a Hollywood thing. Is like sometimes the phone is going
to
ring when you're
and I'm not trying to like sound aggressive or anything right now. I really am not. Like, I think you guys are
cool.
You're both. I'm just trying to find
a
word.
Funny, smart.
Smart, you're both
nice,
you're both
cool.
guys, and so
cool,
I'm so
and
happy
we're straight
to be
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're as real as it gets, and we're freaking straight up.
And this is our
up.
Thing about guys. Guys are straight up.
We're rugged as hell, you know?
I mean, I don't get that.
We're not these, like, soft, like, friggin', you know, modern millennial friggin' metrosexuals. You know, we don't do that shit, you know? I cut my own hair with a friggin' straight razor.
Okay.
If I don't have my buck knife handy. But I cut my hair with a buck knife.
What do you cut your hair with?
Yeah.
I actually just, like, go to a salon and they do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's cool because you're not a freaking rugged dude like me and Hayes.
I have a friend that, never mind, does haircuts from her house, but
And where is that?
What's her address?
In Brooklyn. But it always seems a little suspect. They're never good.
Okay.
Haircuts.
Wow.
Sorry, that was...
Now this is, okay, now this is the stuff that we like having on the show.
Oh, good.
Finally,
this is the stuff that really pops. Taking your friend's business and just annihilating it.
I love that we're spilling some tea.
No, she's not a hair cutter. She just does it for fun.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, because she's so bad at it.
It's not a business. It's like
she's trying to be one, but she's not.
No, she's a musician, and she also just like, I'll cut your hair if you want.
Mm-hmm, with like a freaking guitar string.
Basically.
Yikes.
Wow. That could be cool, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the sound you get out of
that. That's how I get my hair cut.
Oh, yeah. So Brett likes music. That's his brand. He saw an opening and got
in. Is that how you get
in.
Your hair cut for real?
No, I just feel like these guys really want me to jump in.
Something like that comes. It's the lying for me.
That's what I can't stand about it. I don't mind the jumping in, but that he claims that I wanted it, that's what I can't abide.
And that he lied about the guitar string haircut.
Oh, that's even worse. That's what you meant? Oh, God,
it seems like he's proud of himself.
Hollywood Handbook.
I feel like musicians all have to have, like, jaggedy-edged haircuts.
Mm-hmm. Jagger.
Like it's been done in someone's house.
Jaggery.
Like jagged edge.
Jagged
like
edge. Jagger.
A jagged little pill.
Mm-hmm. Mick Jagged. So,
Jaguar.
It seems to me... that you were upset when we were interrupting you, Kathleen Hamburgers.
Oh, I wasn't upset. So, I was just getting like, because I just am trying to follow. I wasn't upset at all. I'm sorry if it came across as aggressive.
Nobody talk, because this is how she'll learn.
Brett just left.
No, but don't talk.
What?
I'm teaching her a lesson.
Who? Oh, okay.
Like, she was so mad that we interrupted her.
Oh, yeah. So then, now
it's like, well, like, see what it's like. You know, if you want to talk, you talk all you want.
Okay. Because,
like, now we just sort of let her feel that heat for a second. And it'll be a good lesson to remember.
I don't have to talk. I really am. I'm totally fine. Not, hey there.
Okay. He's back.
It's like she was mad at that.
I wasn't.
Phone call.
I absolutely was.
Like,
I mean, I wasn't mad. I'm trying to follow because something I'm trying
you should
to follow.
Understand.
It's sort of like getting a taste of her own medicine.
Oh, sorry? God, yes. Oh, yeah. God, yes.
Okay. I mean, sorry, continue.
But that phone call, you know, we're cutting that out. That's not going to be in the
show. Oh, okay. I didn't know these were edited.
You know how mad freaking Scott Ackerman would be if he heard that phone call? He doesn't know he's being recorded. He hates being recorded. He hates doing his show.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I thought the whole... point of the I thought the whole kind of concept of the show was like, I'm so sorry, I'm just trying to follow.
So it seems like you would
anyway,
like us
you guys should just talk
more
I don't know, ask a question.
She admitted it. Questions
oh
are thieves.
God. Okay.
And I do have a question while we're waiting for this, which is, can I have the crypto, please? Can you get it for me?
I don't really...
From the mine.
Salutations.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, little Brezzo. What do you need?
The kind of stink over that phone call. I just wanted to...
A stink? That reminds me of skunks.
What podcast do you listen to?
I like S-Town.
I just wanted to
speaking of skunk, I'm sparking
sure
up a big doobie right now. Woo!
Who do you think did it on S-Town?
I'm so freaking cheaped out.
It wasn't really like a did it thing.
Meredith.
But...
Hamburger was really angry about this phone call, and I might have recorded it.
I'm sorry, I just went on the record. I wasn't angry.
From search history?
It's called search party. I'm not angry.
He says search history.
I hope Kulop doesn't look at my search history.
Yeah.
Because I'm shopping for her Christmas gift.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that this call's being recorded. They've all been recorded, but I can't edit it out.
What? How does this whole thing work, recording? What does that even mean? You know?
Where do you think would be a good place to hide search parties?
Saving your words.
What would be a good place to hide?
Like in the city.
Like Shakespeare.
Like the literal...
Yeah,
actual
that would be fun for people to search for and find. And
I mean, wordplay. Shakespeare's good at wordplay. You're good at wordplay.
Because the show is about searching, so it could be a good idea to have people searching around.
What can I do with that word?
For the episode.
Documentos. And, you know, the Freshmaker. Yeah. Remember those commercials?
Yeah, I don't know
the
where
guy
you
make a
pinstripe
suit by sitting on a wet paint bench.
Then Dave Grohl did that.
I don't know how they would do that, but I like the idea that people would. It's like
I like
interactive,
that Fighters
kind of like choose your own adventure of how to get the episode.
When they were having fun.
Well, you put a USB stick in.
It's just one guy.
You can put the episode on a USB stick now. It would be a literal USB, and you'd find them around the city.
You find the episode around the city.
Foo Fighters are too serious these days.
There's just a one, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think that's a creative idea.
The
really
red
cool.
Hot
and it could be just
chili
like
pepper
painted like a leaf or a
so cool.
So it'd be like hidden in the
I feel like they're not cool
yeah,
to
somewhere
like
in
these
days.
And
but
they
so
used
you,
to be great.
So the network would be
so
great.
Freaky and
50
weird.
Or 100 of these styly. USBs, that's how you get season 2. I mean, I don't
well,
know.
Well, there can't.
How
many
episodes
little
bratty.
Are there?
10.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay,
Scott.
So there would be.
Do you want to say anything to these guys?
Probably just one.
Which guys is it?
With every episode on
it's,
yeah,
Hayes.
It's sort of like, you know,
and you'd
the,
have to cut him down for it so
the,
they
like,
could fit on
party. That guy searching for Sugarman, the Rodriguez,
yuck.
That guy. Remember how
yes,
that,
Sugarman.
That, they had like
J.
one
J. Jonah
record.
Jameson, he wanted mm-hmm. pictures of Sugarman.
Hayes, you want to say something to Scott?
Oh, Scott, can he hear me?
Get me Sugarman!
So he can hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you now.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hey, Scott.
What? Ew.
Oh, okay.
Ask him about his rash.
I don't feel comfortable asking him about his...
Well, I don't feel comfortable either because this thing's freaking huge.
And it would be nice. So it seems like he had a weird reaction when you first talked. It would
right.
be probably nice for you to tell him that you love him. And that you're in love with him.
Just yeah, to, like, I don't feel comfortable.
Just
doing
to
that.
Like calm him down a little bit.
Well, Scott, I have had a rash before. I like well versed in rashes, so I'm sorry that you have a rash. I hope it gets better soon.
Way to miss the point.
He doesn't want it to get better. He wants it to be bigger.
Okay.
I want it to be friggin' huge. I put on like 6 pounds of rash.
Okay. Well, I hope you get that taken care of.
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck.
Well,
good luck
seem
with
like
that.
We're talking past each other.
And again, just a quick I love you.
I'm not going to say that.
He can fire me.
I literally don't care. I absolutely could care less. I'm just here for whatever many minutes trying to get through this and not to, like I said early in the podcast, I'm a team player and at this point I'm starting to feel a little overwhelmed and...
Hey, gang.
God.
What's Zappos?
It's a shoe website.
No.
Okay.
That's not what I'm looking at.
What?
Sound like a ray gun or something.
Zappos.com?
Zappos.
Okay. I'm so, like...
Just... Scott, I love you.
Could be a good name for candy, too. Mix my Pop Rocks with my Zappos.
Cool.
I'm getting another call.
Okay,
bye. The police!
Bye, Scott. Scott.
He seems a little like mentally ill.
No.
Oh, God. No. I should have said that on a podcast.
He's like smart and funny and cool.
Oh, sorry.
And he's like the boss of this whole place.
I forgot.
I love him and I'm in love with him.
But that's not going to be on the. You're going to edit
what?
That. The phone calls are not. You said they're not going to be on the podcast,
the
right?
The first one is not going to be on. That one, I think, does have to stay in just because we only have so much time, even with the extended recording.
Okay.
And you can't cut a mention of the police on a podcast. It's
how much longer?
It's destruction of evidence.
Okay.
We bumped the next show. Okay. We're kind of into that record time now. Is there one after that? How many cryptos do we have? How many proms have you done?
Four
cryptos.
Yeah, four. I have four of them.
Boy.
Okay.
That's a lot of crypto.
So I'm just trying.
That's pretty good.
Just trying to play along.
That's more than anyone's ever done.
Okay, good.
You might be secretly a math genius. That's a really smart number of cryptos to have done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So, about the possum stuff, you know, you obviously don't want it to be a successful story. You don't want us to have the address. You don't want us to know sort of what brand the dog food was. You know, you don't want to reach you want to reach for the ketchup.
Right. No, I can tell that I feel like the moment passed and now it's like not a great story anymore. I have like a lot of things that are. I feel like I'm like a fairly interesting. So if you want to ask another question or like,
okay, what's the kind of stuff that you want to talk about?
I mean, I don't know. I just
like
I guess,
acting and stuff.
Well, I
here's something trippy.
Uh huh.
You're acting playing an actress.
Uh huh. Yeah. No, it's fun.
Is that like the greatest challenge? I mean, because you're acting like you're acting,
right?
So you're not playing yourself, but in a way, Kathleen, you are.
It's okay. I go by Meredith.
Yeah, Edith Hamburgers.
Okay. Thank you. That's it's fun. It's fun playing an actress. I think there's so much like humor, and being an actress is such a funny and sad kind of job.
Does that fuck you up? Like, how do you like actually get out of that character?
Right.
Because you're still in it when you leave, really.
Yeah, I'm not really. I don't when I go home, I'm not still playing her. You know what I mean?
You must be so fucked up from that.
Yeah, I'm really not. But yeah.
Only do you thing ever worse is, it hard? Is the Joker in terms of roles you could take.
Right.
On.
Yeah. Is it hard not doing your real voice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to do it? Just do your real voice?
It is my real voice.
Oh.
Okay, but before we started recording, you were speaking with your normal accent.
With your normal
accent. Oh, right. Will, I'm actually from, Australia, but I don't really. No, that's.
You're not comfortable talking in your normal voice?
Wow. Yeah, no, I was.
She's so fucked up from the character.
Yeah, no, I was thinking, you know, when I was struggling a few years ago, I was like, maybe if I do an Australian accent, like that'll make me more castable or interesting. So like,
you had to do it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I didn't actually like really commit to that. I just sort of was joking about oh, that'd be funny if.
You've worked with a few of the characters.
Sorry?
You've worked with the characters. Are you going to be one of the characters
from Netflix's The Characters?
No, but I have worked with some people.
Yeah, from The Characters.
From The Characters, yeah. they're really really funny. But
which is your favorite The Characters?
I really liked John and Kate's and Lauren Lapkus's. I thought Lauren Lapkus's was amazing.
Are you just laughing all the time about The Characters?
I feel like it came out like a year ago or so.
Okay, but you're working with them. I mean, are you just like laughing constantly?
Really thought it was funny when I watched it, but I don't like. I'm not constantly thinking about that. The Netflix show, The Characters. But it is a really great show. They're really funny on it.
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. Hey.
Kevin, sit down.
Kevin just whispered, I don't have a mic. Like, that's what I care about.
Yeah.
I just want you seated.
Like, I have to work for him.
Nice to see you, Kevin.
Hi, Meredith.
Hi.
thanks for coming.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.